Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
In recent months, several countries, most notably the United Kingdom, have declared recognition of a Palestinian state. Now, while these moves might only carry a symbolic or political weight, they also raise profound legal questions. Can a state be recognized without defined borders, without a government, or even control over its own territory? What does international law actually say? To help us navigate this legal and diplomatic minefield, we're joined by Dr. Tal Mimran, no stranger to Chai. A very, very good morning to you. I hope that you are well.
Good morning, Howard. Good to be with you.
So from a legal standpoint, what are the traditional criteria for statehood under international law?
So we have two main camps as per the issue of statehood in international law. One camp views statehood as an objective issue, namely the existence of a state is a fact, and this fact is crystallized when we are when we understand that the state has a territory, population, effective government, and capacity to enter into international relations. And the issue of recognition of that entity has no legal bearing on the matter. And in fact, the logic behind this camp is indeed a convincing one, which is the desire to avoid politicizing the issue of recognition between states, and especially to avoid a situation in which strong states will try to leverage their power and their ability to impact the status of other entities through recognition as a form of extortion or coercion.
Right.
So against that camp, there is another perspective, which is the constitutive camp, which believes that recognition is the most important issue when it comes to statehood, because recognition is indeed the point in which an entity can become a state. Now, when we look at states that enjoy recognition or new governments that took over and are recognized as the legitimate government, as we are seeing, for example, now in Syria, I think that we can seriously question the logic behind the camp which wants to attribute importance to the issue of recognition. And it is interesting to note, as an anecdote on the historical level, that the two main states that want to promote the recognition of a Palestinian state as a form of pressure against Israel are indeed the UK and France. And famously, Napoleon used to say that France needs recognition like the sun needs recognition. So in other words, a state is a state, especially a state like France does not need the recognition of other states to exist. So it seems that times are changing as per French politics. And to me, it seems like we have here two empires on the demise, which want to maintain some form of influence on the international plane. And they are trying to assert themselves in this context. Sadly, I believe that their action will be deemed as a big failure on the legal and on the practical level. On the legal level, I fail to understand how the recognition of two states will make a difference, rather than a move which was the desired move to recognize Palestine as a new state under the stewardship of the Security Council, and as a form of a collective recognition by the international community. And two states cannot make a decision for 200 states. On the practical level, I really fail to understand how recognizing a Palestinian state will make a difference in terms of the famine or hunger in Gaza, especially given the fact that the Palestinian Authority, which will be the main beneficiary of this declaration, is an entity which has no meaning in Gaza since 2006. So recognition of state is something that is normative, is something that needs to depend on the existence of self-determination. It is something that needs to promote and cultivate the exercise of self-determination by people, And it should not be done as a form of a political punishment or a diplomatic stick against Israel. And I don't understand what kind of a message France and the UK want to deliver as per the importance and meaning of international law.
To me, it also, in terms of borders, in terms of a capital, in terms of a government, where is this Palestinian state?
Mm-hmm. So a state can be recognized without having a clear border.
Okay.
And in fact, it's Israel which serves as the precedent on this matter. Israel was recognized without having a fixed border. And until today, some of the borders of Israel are still tentative, so to say.
Yeah.
So, but the main ingredient or the main element of statehood has always been the issue of effective governance. And here we cannot play around. If an entity does not have effective governance and you recognize it as the sovereign of the territory, then this invites problems. We saw it, for example, in the context of Somalia and of Congo. Congo was recognized back in 1962 as Zaire, as a new state, and it failed to exercise effective control over the territory, and this led to a civil war, which later led to the dissolution of Zaire into two different states, the Republic of Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo. And until today, people are still suffering from the decision to recognize an entity which had no center, which had no real ability to govern the territory. So to me, it's between absurd to to even dangerous to recognize the Palestinian Authority as the sovereign of Gaza when it has no representatives over in the territory since 2006.
What about the fact that the UK, in the Prime Minister's announcement, seems to link the threat or the recognition of the threat of the recognition of Palestine to Israel's behavior over the next couple of weeks?
I think it's absurd, to be honest. First, there are many people to blame for the situation in Gaza. Israel definitely is a state which has a very significant impact on what is going on in Gaza.
Of course.
But Gaza. But Israel is also a state who has invested close to $100 million in order to facilitate delivery of humanitarian goods into Gaza. Israel has risked the life of its soldiers, and some soldiers died in the effort to safeguard humanitarian assistance, while Hamas continues to rob assistance and resell it in order to maintain its power. And other states, like Egypt, choose to close their own border with Gaza and to play neutral rather than to be a contributing factor into this situation. So in my view, as often occurs in life, it is the innocent people who suffer. But the blame for the famine in Gaza and the blame for the situation in Gaza must begin with Hamas. It's Hamas that began this war. It's Hamas that does not allow any other mechanism to arise. And you can see the images from Gaza, the comparison between areas that are controlled by Hamas and areas that are controlled by the new militia of Yasser Abu Shabab, or areas which are controlled by the IDF, in which the GHF fund is operating. In the areas under Yasser Abu Shabab and the IDF, humanitarian assistance is delivered in an organized fashion. In the areas in which Hamas is controlling the territory, we are seeing apocalyptic pictures of dozens, swarms of people mounting trucks, falling from the trucks, being run over by the trucks. It's terrible. It's indeed really terrible footage.
Terrible.
But it is happening in the territory in which Hamas is the one who is in charge currently.
That is where we leave it, Dr. Tal Mimran. Thank you, as always, for giving us that perspective. Give me your thoughts, your reaction on 061-895-1019. Bianca says a Palestinian state has got zero positive effects on the environment. Also, what is their currency? I guess that is a fair question as well. Lots of questions. And Bianca says, what a wonderful guest to explain the position of a Palestinian state. It's Palestinian state is.